KOVC AM 1490 and NewsDakota.com. Joining us here on this Tuesday afternoon is Jay Coca, head coach of the Maple Valley Raiders boys basketball team. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you, Joel?
I'm doing good. It's hard to believe we're already talking final now 4 weeks and getting ready for playoffs here of the season.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that last night on our bus ride home and looking at our schedule. We have 10 games remaining, and 9 of those games are region games cramped into a short four and a half week segment. So definitely that time of year, a lot of excitement and, you know, games that really mean a lot to us coming up here.
You're 7-3 overall, just 1-1 on the region. The three losses that you have are against really good teams. One of them is ranked, the other one has been ranked and kind of hovered around being top 10 in the class. What's the confidence like within your team?
You know, our guys right now, especially defensively and hustle-wise, you know, that we've been in a lot of games through this group of guys really worked tremendously hard for 32 minutes each night. And obviously we stress a lot on the defensive end, and that's put us in position to be competitive and have chances come end of the game. This group comes each and every day ready to work, ready to get better, and you know, we know we can be in the mix of things. We are right now, and we know we can come in a couple weeks too. So confidence-wise, our guys are feeling good. You know, last couple games we found ways to win games and really play well defensively. So we're going to continue to do that, and obviously we need to shore some things up on the offensive end of the court. But this group comes every day, and confidence-wise, they're feeling pretty good at 7-3 right now.
Both are two of your three losses have come against Milner and North Sargent, the last one in the championship of the Barnes County tournament game, 56-53. Obviously, you wanted to be on the winning end of that thing, but how big of that was, how big was that for your younger players to play in such a big game like that?
It was absolutely huge. Actually, Coach Milbrandt and I talked about that prior to the Barnes County tournament, putting our young guys in a position to be in a big game situation against a team that's highly touted throughout the state, and the way our guys competed and got after it, it was an eye-opening experience for us. But at the same time, I think we learned a lot through that, and then we come back the following week against Northern Cass, who's ranked in the top five and played fairly well again and lost by 3 to them. And you know, we're in situations and at the end of the game, and we talk a lot about the little things throughout the year. And I know the guys probably get sick of me saying little things, but, you know, boxing out, not giving up an offensive rebound to the opposing team, hitting free throws, making shots around the hoop and taking care of the basketball in close game situations. Obviously, those little things are magnified, and we continue to work on those, and the guys have responded to that, and we've won some close games here as of late down the stretch.
Win last night against Sargent Central, 51-38. Hunter Smith, 19 points. He's your lead scorer, but you had two others in double figures. Has the offense kind of been distributed evenly amongst your starters?
It really has. Obviously, in the offensive end, we go through Hunter. He can create, he can shoot on the perimeter, but we need a balance each and every night. If we want to be successful in our region, we're going to have two or three guys scoring double figures and obviously hit some outside jumpers and score around the hoop. So, you know, last night we had AJ and Jacob in double figures, and it's nice to see three guys in double figures throughout the night. And obviously we had a great defensive effort holding them to 38 points again and doing some things well. We didn't finish tremendously well last night in transition. And that's something we'll continue to work on. We can't leave points on the floor.
AM 1490 KOVC, NewsDakota.com. I'm Joel Morgan with you on this Tuesday afternoon, talking to Jay Coca, head coach of the Maple Valley boys basketball team. You mentioned some things now, Coach, you want to shore up. Coming into the big regional stretch for you guys, what are some of those things you really want to focus on these next few practices?
Offensive execution. I think down the stretch, especially in our region, we're going to be in a lot of close games, and we need to execute offensively down the stretch. Obviously, each and every day, we start each day with fundamentals. We're going to continue to hit home on those fundamentals for 30 to 45 minutes each practice. And defensive effort and hustle, we do that each and every day. So the main thing that we need to really shore up and work on is our offensive execution, from executing against the zone to a man and finishing around the hoop. That's going to be huge for us come postseason.
What have been some individual performances this year? I know guys were kind of moved into some new roles. You have some young guys seeing a lot of minutes. What have been some surprise performances out of that you've seen so far?
Well, to be honest with you, I think the seven guys that see varsity experience have all expanded their game for us in one aspect or another. I think Hunter's expanded his game for us, a point guard, of really creating and becoming a better defender and a scorer for us. And we obviously look for him to do that. Sean Belke, senior for us, really has to play good defense, and he's done that for us. And he's had a couple games where he's had double doubles and been a surprise scoring for us offensively, and really controls the paint. Jacob Johnson is a freshman, continues to improve each and every night for us. We need him to score. We need him to keep improving. Dustin Kosowski gets a tough assignment every night on the defensive end of the court and responds. He really works hard and prides himself in that. Throughout our seven guys that see court time, it's absolutely huge. They've expanded their game and they've brought it to another level. And this group of guys that we have this year really, really hustle and work well together on the court. I think we have a high intensity level on the court, even when it's a 51-38 basketball game. It's not a boring game to watch. We have guys flying all over the floor and working hard, and they take pride in that. We just have to make sure we're taking care of ourselves and taking care of injuries that we have, because we're not very deep at the moment.
Lisbon, your next opponent on Thursday night. What are you expecting out of that Broncos team?
Well, they work tremendously hard. They like to pressure the basketball. Early on, I think they started the year 4-0 and are very competitive and have lost some close games. I know they lost by 12 last night at home to Northern Cass. And they're always a team that's going to give you a good effort. Coach Mark does a good job of preparing his team and working hard defensively. So we're fortunate we're going to be at home in a high energy, big region game, and we're going to have to respond. Like I said, we have a lot of region games coming up here, so every game means something, and we're going to take it one game at a time going forward here and make sure that each game is really important to us each and every night.
Jay Coca, head coach of the Maple Valley boys basketball team, my guest here on this Tuesday afternoon. Coach, again, thanks for joining us here, and good luck the rest of the way.
Joel, I appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage of our kids.
We got more on the way. Keep it right here on KOVC AM 1490.